Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba'as Re'sudais Chayiv Adam Le'echo Ba'Sukkah. That there are 14 sudais throughout the Yontif of Sukkot. There are 14 times that a person is chayiv to have a suda inside of the Sukkah. Achas b'yoyim v'achas b'layla. Every day of the 7 days of Sukkot, one time by night, one time by day, or one time by day, one time by night. Throughout all 7 days of Sukkot, a total 2 times a day, 7 days is a total of 14 sudais. Now really, technically, there's going to always end up being 15 sudais, because one of the days of Sukkot, being that Sukkot is 7 days, is always going to be Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person has to have 3 sudais. He has to have Shalosh Shudas. So it comes out that really it's 15 sudais. If he has a suda every day and every night, and on Shabbos he has 3 sudais, it comes out he has 15 sudais on Shabbos. So why does the Mishnah say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it comes out to be 14 sudais? So the Meiri is already aimed on this, and the Meiri says that when Rabbi Eliezer says that a person is mechuyev to have 14 sudais, he means that's how many regular sudais a person is mechuyev to have. Einochanami, on Shabbos we have an additional suda, it's not to have a suda, it's the Kavod Shabbos. We have a suda to be Mechabed Shabbos, we have a 3rd suda. But in terms of regular sudas that a person eats in order to eat food, so that's 2 times a day, every day of Sukkot, a total of 14 sudas. The Chachamim Maimrim, however, the Chachamim are Chaylik. The Chachamim say that Ein L'davar Kitzvah. No, there's no Chiyav Suda. A person could not have Sudas at all. However, Chutz Mileili Yom Tov, except for on the Mileili Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Bovad, except for on the first night of Sukkot, and we'll see in the Gemara the Makar for each Shita, on the first night of Sukkot, the Chachamim are Maide, that a person is Mechuyiv to eat a Suda inside of the Sukkah. Says the Mishnah Vayter, besides this machlekes about how many sudais, Oid Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said another halacha with regards to sudas during Sukkot, that Mishloi Acha Leila Yom Tov Rishayin, if a person, for whatever reason, he didn't eat a suda on the first night of Sukkot, so the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that Yashlim Leila Yom Tov Acharin Shel Chag, that he can make it up by eating a suda on the last day of Sukkot on Shemini Atzeres. And the Gemara will explain the Shita, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's a din tashlumen, just like the Ritva points out, just like we find by a carbon chagiga, we had in the beginning of Maseches Yuma, that if a person didn't bring his carbon chagiga throughout the Yontif, so he's chayge v'haylech, as kola rego kulay, even on the last day of Sukkot, even on Shemini Atzeres, a person can make up the carbon chagiga that he was supposed to bring earlier. So too over here, with regards to the chiv suda, if a person didn't have his suda on the first night of Sukkot, he can make it up even on the last day of Sukkot. However, v'chachamim aimrim, again over here, the chachamim are chaylik, and they say that no, ein l'davar tashlumen. That no, if a person, he had a chiyuv to eat a suda in the sukkah on the first night of Sukkot. If he didn't eat a suda, there is no making it up. It was dafka to eat the suda on the first night, and there's no such thing as tashlumen, there's no such thing as making up the suda. It says the Mishnah v'alzeh nemar, that on this, on the Chachamim Shita, that there's no Tashlumen for a missed Suda, a person who missed the Suda on the first night, there is no Tashlumen for this, about this. It is said, Me'uvas l'yuchal liskoin v'chasson l'yuchal l'himanois. The safe of the pasuk is that something missing cannot be counted, that's not what's relevant to here. What's relevant to here is the first half. Me'uvas l'yuchal liskoin. That something which is crooked, something which is bent, can't be fixed. If you missed an opportunity, sometimes you just can't fix it. And over here, this is one of those examples that if a person he missed his suda on the first night of Sukkot, there's nothing he could do about it. He has no way to fix it. There is no tashlumen. So says the Gemara now, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What is the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? We mentioned Rabbi Eliezer says that a person has to have 14 sudas, 2 sudas every day of Sukkot, one by day, one by night. What's his makar? What's the reason that a person has to have so many sudas? So says the Gemara, a makar that we're all familiar with at this point, teshu, because the Torah says teshu, it says besuka is teshu shivas yamim, so we derive from the word teshu, ke'ein taduru, that a person is supposed to live in the sukkah. The way he lives inside of the house, the sukkah is supposed to be like a person's house during sukkahs. So in the past, we've darshan this as a kula, as a way of pattering a person. A person who's mitztayer, a person who's sick, so he'll be pattered from sukkah because of the fact that he wouldn't normally live in the house in such a situation, he also is not mechuyev to live in the sukkah. In the past, we've generally darshaned it as a patur. Here in this Gemara, the Gemara darshens it as a reason to be mechayev him. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you have to live in the sukkah the way you live in your house. Madira achas v'yoyim v'achas b'layla. Just like when a person's inside of his house, he has two suddas a day. He has one in the morning and he has one at night. Av sukkah achas v'yoyim v'achas b'layla. So too, when a person lives in the sukkah during sukkahs, it has to be house-like. It has to be that he has two sudais, one during the day and one at night. V'rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan do about this? We know everybody holds of this drasha of teshvuk ein tiduru. So how come the Rabbanan say that a person's not mechuyev to have 14 sudais? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan say that you're right. A sukkah has to be like a house, but it depends how you view it. It has to be kedira, it has to be like your house. Madira ibay achel, ibay loy achel. Just like when a person's home, if he wants to, he could eat. He has no chiyev to have a suda. If he wants to, he could choose not to have a suda. Av sukkah nami ibay. So too, when it comes to sukkahs, when it comes to living in the sukkah, a person has a choice. If he wants to eat a suda, he could. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. At least he doesn't have to eat the amount of bread that's mechayiv in sukkah. He could choose, just like in a house, a person could choose. So the Rabbanan also say teishruk ein tiduru, but they darshan it in a different way. They darshan that just like in the house, a person has a choice whether or not he wants to eat. So too in the sukkah, a person has a choice whether or not he wants to eat. Says the Gemara, well, if a person has a choice, ihachi, according to the Rabbanan, if so, afilu leili yom tov rishay nami, so then even on the first night of Sukkot as well, we should say that there's no chi of suda. How come the Chachamim say in the Mishnah that on the first night, so then that's an exception. On the first night of Sukkot, there's a chi of to eat in the sukkah. Where do they get that from? Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadok. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadok that they darshan it from a different makar entirely. That nemar kan chamisha asar v'nemar chamisha asar b'chaga matzis. They have gzeirah shava. It says over here with regard by Sukkos in the Torah. It says chamisha asar. It also says chamisha asar by Pesach. So this is a gzeirah shava commonly known as tesvav tesvav. Chamisha asar, chamisha asar. We darshan mala halan, just like over there by Pesach, laila harisha in chayva, mikan ve'elech rishos. Just like by Pesach, there's a chiv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. From then and on, during the subsequent days of Pesach, it's a rishos. Perhaps there's no mitzvah, or even if there is a mitzvah, but it's not a chiv, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but it's not a chiv. There's only a chiv on the first night. Afkan laila harishin chayva mikan ve'elech rishos. So too on Sukkos, we can learn out from Pesach that just like on Pesach there's a chiv on the first night, so too on Sukkos there's a chiv on the first night. From then and onwards it's a rishos, but there's a chiv on the first night of Sukkos to eat a suda. V'hasa minalan, and now where do we know it from over there? Where do we know by Pesach that there's a chiyuv tin matz on the first night? So that's an open pasuk. Amar kra, because the Torah says be'erev toichlu matzis. They're supposed to eat matzis at night, referring to the first night of Pesach. Hakasuv kavei chayva. The Torah made it into a chiyuv. So the chachamim say that there's no chiv that's learned out from Teshu Kain Taduru. Adarab, Teshu Kain Taduru would tell us that there's never a chiv to eat in the sukkah. You should live in the sukkah the way you live in your house, where you get to choose whether or not you have a suda. However, because of this gzeirah shava of tesvav tesvav, the chachamim say that on the first night, there is a chiv to have a suda. So Rabbi Eliezer says, all 7 days is a chiv to have two sudas every day. The chachamim say just on the first night. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'oid Amar Rabbi Eliezer. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer had a second Chiddush. Besides the fact that there's a Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah 2 times a day, every day of Sukkot, Rabbi Eliezer also had a second Chiddush that if a person missed, for whatever reason, he missed the Suda on the first night of Sukkot, so he could be mashlim and he could make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Now, fact the Gemara, how is that possible? How can he make it up on Shmini Atzeres? On Shmini Atzeres, we don't eat in the Sukkah. Maybe some do al tzveika d'yoyma, but be'etzem, we don't eat in the Sukkah. There's no chi of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. It's only during the 7 days of Sukkah. So says the Gemara, how could you make it up on Shmini Atzeres? Va'amar Rabbi Eliezer, arba asre sudais chayiv adam l'achol basukkah. He said originally that a person's chayiv to eat 14 sudais in the sukkah. Achas b'yoy v'achas b'layla, one every day and one every night. But the 14 sudais have to be inside of the sukkah. So how does it help to make up one of the sudais that were missed by having it on Shmini Atzeres, when on Shmini Atzeres you won't be eating it in the sukkah? So how can you make up the first night suda on Shmini Atzeres? Says the Gemara, Amar Bira. Biro is the same, is a name, Shem Chacham Rashi says, one of the Amarayim, says the Gemara, Amar Biro, Amar of Ami, that Chazer by Rebbe Eliezer, that Rebbe Eliezer was Chazer, that our whole Mishnah that says that Rebbe Eliezer held that a person has to have 14 Sudais on Sukkot, that was Rebbe Eliezer's original Shita. However, in the end, Rebbe Eliezer was Chazer, he darshaned, I guess, Teshu came to Duru, the way the Chachamim darshaned, that it's an optional thing, a person could choose whether or not he wants to have a suda, and the darshan, Rabbi Eliezer darshan, also like the Chachamim, that on the first night of Sukkot there's a chiyuv because of the gzeirah shavah of tesvav tesvav. So now that it's not because of teshu kain teduru, it's only because of tesvav tesvav, that suda doesn't necessarily have to be in the sukkah. Now when a person eats that suda on the first night of Sukkot, so on the first night of Sukkot, you have to have the suda inside of the sukkah, because you're not allowed to eat a suda outside the sukkah. But when it comes to making it up for a person who missed it, the Rabbi Eliezer held that there's a din tashlumin, so it's okay if it's not made up by eating it inside of the sukkah. It wasn't be'etzem mechiyev to eat it inside the sukkah. It's not coming from teishru kein teduru. It's just coming that we learn out from Pesach that there's a chiyev suda. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can make it up. It doesn't have to be that it's made up inside the sukkah. If you eat it on Shmini Atzeres, so it happens to be, it comes out and you're eating it outside the sukkah, but that's okay. So the seif of the Mishnah is really Rebbe Eliezer's shita after he was chayzer. Once Rebbe Eliezer was chayzer and he held that there's no chiyev al teshu kein teduru to dafke eat the sudais inside the sukkah, but mele he's able to say that there's a din tashlumen, and not only is it there a din tashlumen, but you could even make up the first night suda by having it on Shmini Atzeres, even though you'll be eating it outside of the sukkah. That's the way Rashi seems to learn. Says the Gemara Vayter, Mashlim b'may. When according to Rabbi Eliezer, when a person makes up this missed suda on Shmini Atzeres, so what exactly does he do? How does he make it up on Shmini Atzeres? Ilema berifta. If you'll say that he makes it up by having bread, so then suda diyoyme ka'achol. That's anyways what he's doing. He's anyways having bread out the chiyuv suda of Shmini Atzeres. So it's not nicker that he's really having an additional suda for the first night of Sukkot that he missed. It seems like this is just the regular Shmini Atzeres suda. So that's not going to be nicker. So obviously that's not going to be how he's mashlim, how he makes it up. So rather, how does he make it up? Ela ma yashlim, yashlim b'minei targima. When he makes up the suda on Shmini Atzeres, he makes it up by having dessert, perhaps some fruit. That's how he makes up the suda. He has an extra nice fruit after the suda of the Shmini Atzeres suda, and that counts as making up his suda that he missed on the first night of Sukkot. We learned in the Braisa like this as well. It says that im hishlim b'mine targima yatza. This is obviously the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim hold there is no tashlumin. But you see from here also that the tashlumin is done with mine targima. It's done by having some dessert. That's how a person makes up his misuda from the first night of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. He makes it up by having this dessert. Says the Gemara, Shaul apotrophis shall agrifas hamelech es Rebbe Eliezer, the apotrophis of agrifas hamelech. An apotrophis is like the chief of staff. He took care of all the things for agrifas. So agrifas is apotrophis. He asked Rebbe Eliezer the following shiloh. And it's going to be clear from this Gemara, the way the Ra'ah explains to Luchay, what you have to say, Bedas Rashi, that this story happened before Rebbe Eliezer was Chayzer. This story happened at the time that Rebbe Eliezer was still holding that a person has to have 14 sudais on Sukkot. So at that time, this apotrophis asked Rebbe Eliezer, "Kegoin ani, someone like me, she'eini rago la'achol ela suda achas b'yoyim. I typically, even when I'm in my house during the year, I only have one suda by day. So mahu sha'ichu suda achas be'pater. So can I have just one suda a day on Sukkot? I know your shita is that you have to have 14 sudas, two sudas, one every day, one every night, because that's what the person normally has in his house. So someone like me, that I usually only have one suda, so for me, teshu kein teduru, perhaps it's a subjective thing, teshu kein teduru will only be mechayiv me to have one suda a day. is it subjective or is it objective? Does it go by the normal way a person eats in the house, which is 2 sudas a day? Or no, for me, I only have 1 suda a day, so perhaps I could be patur by just having 1 suda a day in the sukkah. Amar loy, Rabbi Eliezer said back to him that no, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim ata mamshech kama par parois l'kaved atzmecha. Every day, I know your schedule, you have 1 suda, but you have all these different appetizers in order to get you extra hungry. So you do that l'kaved atzmecha, you have these appetizers to make it that you can have a geshmak asuda. V'achshav, and now on Sukkot, when it is a mitzvah, you can't just have some extra appetizers. It's either the appetizers would be the extra suda, that would count as the second suda, or Rabbi Eliezer was telling him, the Aruch Lener says, that have appetizers to make you hungry to have a second suda. But the point is that Rabbi Eliezer was telling him that no, there's a chiv to have 2 sudas, and even you could do it. I know you, even though you only have 1 a day, but I know your schedule, and you're fully capable of having a second one like you're mechuyev to do. You do it for yourself, you could do it for Hashem. And therefore he told him he has to have 2 sudas every day of Sukkot. So again, that's obviously before Rabbi Eliezer was chayzer. This is when he was still going with teishu kein tiduru, that the person's chayiv to have 2 sudas every day of Sukkot. V'oy tshalu, this apotrophus of Agrifas HaMelech asked Rabbi Eliezer another shaylo. He said, kegoyin ani, someone like me, I happen to have 2 wives, achas b'tzeveria, b'achas b'tzipayri. I have 1 wife in Tveria, 1 wife for Tzipayri, so I have these 2 wives. V'yeshli shtei sukkos, and so in order to cater for these 2 mishpachas, so I have 2 sukkos, achas b'tzeveria, b'achas b'tzipayri. I have 1 sukkah for when I'm in Tveria, and 1 sukkah for when I'm in Tzipayri, to be with the family over there in Tzipayri. So what was Yishayla? Yishayla was like this. Mahu she'etze mi sukkah l'sukkah ve'epater. Can I go from 1 sukkah to another? Does sukkahs require that a person has to be in 1 sukkah for all 7 days of sukkahs? Or can I split it up? I could be there for 3 days and there for 4 days. I'm allowed to split it up, or does it have to be all 7 days in the same sukkah? So Amar Loi, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, he said to him, no, you can't do that. You can't split it up. You're not allowed to have 3 days here and 4 days there. Shani Oimer, my shita is that kol yoytze misukkah l'sukkah batal mitzvasa shel rishayna. That if you leave sukkahs after, let's say, 3 days, and you go to another sukkah for the remaining 4 days, not only are you not yoytze, but you're even mevatal the mitzvah shel rishayna. You just took away your mitzvah from the first 3 days. Because I hold that a sukkah has to be for all 7 days. So if you go to 1 sukkah for 3 days, and then you switch sukkahs, now you just took away your mitzvah from the first sukkah. So it has to be, because Rabbi Eliezer shita, as we'll see shortly, is that a sukkah has to be for all 7 days. You can't split it up and be half sukkahs over here and half sukkahs over there. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Rabbi Eliezer said, in yaitzim misukkah l'sukkah, that all 7 days of sukkahs, a person is not allowed to go from sukkah to sukkah. He has to be in the same sukkah all 7 days. And similarly, vein oisin sukkah b'chol l'shomayit. If for whatever reason a person did not have a sukkah during yontif, during the first day of sukkahs, and now he wants to make one on chol l'shomayit, he's not allowed to, not because of the isra malacha, he can't do it because it's pointless. Because the mitzvah of sukkah has to be that a person's inside the same sukkah for all 7 days. Being that this person wasn't in the sukkah on Yontif, now he wants to build one on Chol HaMoed, it's not going to be for 7 days, so it's pointless. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you have to be in the same sukkah all 7 days. So therefore, you can't go from one sukkah to another, and also you can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. That's not going to do anything for you. However, v'chachamim ma'imrim, again here, the Chachamim Rachelik, and they say that Yaitzin Misukkah L'Sukkah, first of all, it's not true. You could go from Sukkah to Sukkah, because you don't have to be in the Sukkah for all 7 days. You're allowed to have it split up, and therefore, by default, as well, Vayitzin Sukkah B'Chol HaShomayit. You are allowed to make a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Even though you missed that on the first day, that doesn't mean you have to miss that on the next 6 days. You're allowed to make you don't have to be in a Sukkah for all 7 days. Now, Vishavin says the Braisa, that they both agree, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, they all agree, Shem, not meaning even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you have to be in the same sukkah for all 7 days, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Chachamim, Shem Nafla, that if a person has a sukkah on the first day, and sometime in the middle of Chol HaMoed, it falls down, Shechayzer Ubayna B'Chol HaShomayit. So he's allowed to go and rebuild it. Even though he's rebuilding it, as we'll see soon, you might think that that's considered like another sukkah. No, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're allowed to, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you're you're allowed to do, that's considered like one sukkah, as the Gemara is going to speak out shortly. Now, my time at Rabbi Eliezer. So first, though, before we get to the Seifa, we want to we're going on the Reisha now. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? So we spoke it out when we read it, but the Gemara is asking, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, what's his makar that a person has to be in the same sukkah for all 7 days, and therefore you can't go from one sukkah to another? You can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. It has to be all 7 days in the same sukkah. What's Rabbi Eliezer's makar? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'Chashivas Yamin. So Rabbi Eliezer darshens from this pasuk Asei Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva. He darshens the pasuk that Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'Chashivas Yamin, that it has to be a Sukkah Shivas Yamin Tasa L'Cha, that it has to be a 7 day sukkah. You have to make a sukkah that's roy for all 7 days. It has to be you're in the same sukkah for all 7 days of sukkahs. Whereas V'Rabbanan Hachi Kamer, the Rabbanan tell you that no, this is what the pasuk means to say. Or V'Rabbanan Hachi Kamer Rachmana, rather, this is what the Torah means to say. That I say sukkah b'chag, that the Torah's goof is saying that you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. It's as if the pasuk says Tasa sukkah is b'chag, that you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Meaning the Torah's goof is telling us that you don't have to be in the same sukkah for all 7 days. Even if for whatever reason a person wasn't in the sukkah on the first day of sukkahs, he could build a new sukkah on Chol HaMoed and be yotze the mitzvah like that. Now we mentioned in the end of the Braisa, Vishavin Shem Nafla Shechayzeru Baina Yisa B'chol HaShamayit, we said if the sukkah falls down, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a person has to be in the same sukkah for all 7 days, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if a sukkah falls down, you could just rebuild it. Says the Gemara Pshita, why not? It's the same sukkah. Why wouldn't you be able to just rebuild it? Says the Gemara, Ma'udetema Hayachrisihi Ve'ena L'Shiva. I might have thought to say that when you rebuild it, that's considered like a new sukkah. That's not the same sukkah that you were in originally, and therefore it's not one sukkah for 7 days. Kamash Malan, then no, when you rebuild it, it's considered the same sukkah. Some say it's dafka if you rebuild it with the same materials. Others say even if it's new materials, but being that you're rebuilding it, you're doing it as a l'shema hashlama, to make up, to rebuild what you had before, so that's enough that's considered like it's one sukkah for 7 days. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you'd be yotze the mitzvah like that. Oh, you're right.